The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and I'm delighted to say on the Friday edition of the podcast, I am joined by Andrew Mount. Andrew, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yeah, not so bad, Bobby. And since I've last seen you, I've been pondering your middle name. I'm thinking, does it also begin with B?
Go on.
Are you Bobby Billy Beavers or
well, if you speak
Bobby Barry Beavers?
If you speak to the PIM, I'm Barry, I'm Billy, I'm everything but Bobby. But I haven't actually got a middle name, you know.
Right.
So yes,
are they sold out when you were born?
I think so. Something along those lines.
you probably escape because they're not always the ideal medium middle names.
No, very true. Very true indeed. Just before I get your selections ahead of Friday afternoon's racing, let's talk about what we saw on Wednesday evening at Kempton. There was a decent listed race happened on the card there. Flaming Spear got the job done.
Yeah, that's right. It was well backed in the end, starting as the 3-1 favourite. Raced quite keenly. He does tend to like big fields and strong paces, so perhaps he didn't have the race run to suit, so it was quite impressive that he could win. So you look at his wins, fields of 12, 13, 13, 17, 17 and 11 runners. So it was actually the smallest field he's ever won in. So do be wary of him if he turns up at a short price in a very small field next time out. But when he's got a strong pace to aim at, he's going to prove very hard to beat on the all-weather this winter, I think, in the better races. You look at his all-weather figures now, he was chinned at Chelmsford on his all-weather debut back in October 2015. But since then, three starts, three wins, two at Newcastle and one here at Kempton. So Flaming Spear should be a horse who's going to line up on finals day, I would think, at Linkfield on Good Friday. And granted a decent pace, he should pick up some more prizes between now and then.
Looking ahead over to the weekend as well, on Saturday afternoon in particular at Haydock, it's the big grade one. It is the Betfair Chase. Five go to post as well.
We're allowed to say Betfair on this podcast.
What would you call it? The old Lancashire Chase? Was it the old Lancashire? What was the initial?
No, Betfair Chase.
Five go to post in that particular race. I don't know about yourself, Andrew, but for me in particular, I really don't know which one is going to win. You've got Might Bite in there, Native River, Bristol Domain, and of course the return of Thistlecrack and Clander's Elbow.
Yeah, it's a cracking renewal despite the smallish field. I'd be quite happy to take on last year's impressive winner, Bristol Domain, just because the ground's plenty quick enough for him. He needs hock deep mud. He loves Haydock, but I'm not sure good to soft in places, as they're calling it at the moment, is going to be soft enough for him. So I'd take him on. Clander's Elbow as well is probably not good enough to trouble this lot. He was only third to Might Bite at Aintree on his final start last season, although in his defence he is a six-year-old and still has age on his side, and he's the youngest horse in the lineup. The one I like is Might Bite. It's fairly obvious he's a short price favourite, but deservedly so. He was runner-up in the Gold Cup, of course, when the track wouldn't have been ideal. I know he's got plenty of great form at Cheltenham, but I still think he's better on easier courses than this. And of course, he was very impressive, slamming Bristol Domain by seven lengths at Aintree when last seen. And if we strip out his Cheltenham runs, since he's gone over fences, since that fall in the King and the Quarto Star Novices Chase, of course, in December 2016, first. So he's very, very difficult to beat away from Cheltenham when he completes the course. And so he's only once lost away from Cheltenham since his chase debut when second at Fosslass. That was when, of course, falling in that Quarto Star Novices Chase, when a massive 18 length clear at the last and looking set to slaughter his rivals. I mean, even that form worked out with Royal Vacation, the runner-up going on to win next, the eventual winner going on to win next time. So I think Might Bite, who's, was quirky in his younger days, those quirks have been ironed out now. I think with the ground in his favour, the track that'll suit, I think he's going to take the beating here. But sadly, that's reflected in the market, round about even money.
And what are your selections ahead of Friday's race? Now, have you gone for afternoon jumping or an evening of the all-weather?
I'm going to go to the all-weather, as you would expect, which is the area I tend to concentrate on. And it was quite hard to narrow it down, actually. The first one I'm going to go for is a handicap newcomer running in the 7:15. That's Eden Gardens for Simon Crisford, a yard that's been in really good form all year. Now, this one has had the three runs, finishing 7th, 9th and 5th. Last time out, really caught the eye behind Attainment and a 7-furlong novice at Lingfield. Was a 20-1 shot and just never got into the race until it was all but over. Finished 5th, only beaten by about 3 lengths, and was coming out of stall 12 that day. Never ideal over 7 furlongs at Lingfield. The 4 that beat him came out of stall 7, 3, 2, and 6. He had horses from Said Bin Saror, James Fanshawe, and James Tate, amongst others, in front of him that day. And I think he's been campaigned with his handicap debut in mind. So from a yard that's had 4 winners from 13 runners in the past fortnight, a 31% strike rate, I think that Eden Gardens, from a nice low draw in stall 2, is going to take the beating now that he goes handicapping over a mile in the 7:15 race.
So that's your first selection, Andrew. What is your second?
Again, we're back on the all-weather at Kempton, this time the 8:15 race. Now, there's a very interesting horse here, not one I'm going to tip, but one I want to mention, which is the top weight Villette, who is a horse that, if you just back blind in his short career, you'd have made a fantastic profit. He's won 4 of his 11 starts at 20-1, 50-1. 33-1 and 25-1. Now, the reason he often starts at such big prices is because he tends to follow a good run with a bad run, a bad run with a good run. So you look at his record following a win: last of 6, 6th of 8, and 7th of 13. So I'm expecting him to go backwards from that 1 mile handicap win on soft ground at Newmarket last time. He has won over this mile 3 trip, but given his sort of inability to string 2 good runs together, I think at what should be a fairly short price, I want to take on Villette. And the one to do it with is number 3, Sar Ishigan. Not the easiest to say. Trained by David O'Mara, ridden by Adam Kirby. Now, this one ran behind Villette at Newmarket last time and the first time Visor. That was over a mile on soft ground and just never seemed happy under those conditions. I think it'd be much better going on a turning track again. And it's had very sort of limited opportunities on the all-weather. Only had 2 runs, both over 7 furlongs of trip that's very much on the short side. And the second of those came here at Kempton. And although 7th, he was only beaten a couple of lengths and drawn on the outside of the track that day as well. The winner came out of stall 3. He was in 7, but challenged down the outer when a 14-1 shot. And I think going this trip for the first time on the all-weather with Adam Kirby on board could bring some improvement from Sar Ishigan. So what should be a double-figure price and an each-way price, I will take that one to upset Villette.
Absolutely brilliant. As always, Andrew, great to have you here on the William Hill Racing Podcast. Thank you very much for your time. And don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Friday afternoon and going into the evening as well. Mark Walton will be hosting and he'll be joined alongside Gareth Topham and Tanya Stevenson.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.